This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Joining us right now, the great one, Mark Levin, his new book on power. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Bob, how are you, brother?
I'm good. I'm doing fantastic. Boy, look, you're like the deacon of knowledge. I have so many questions for you. Let me start with this one. It was on this day in 1974 that Richard Nixon resigned because of Watergate. Mm-hmm. How would you compare, in importance, Watergate versus the kind of documents that Tulsi Gabbard has released showing that a president, Obama, in league with Brennan, in league with Comey, in league with Clapper, doctored, changed intelligence, and did it for nefarious reasons, got to a FISA court, all lies on top of lies. Tell me how you see it.
I agree with your opening statement there, Counselor, 100%. And I think Watergate is a joke compared to what we've seen now. And it's not just what you mentioned, which is bad enough, but the ongoing attacks on Trump, the effort to criminalize the election, and those phony indictments, federal indictments, and then the local and state indictments in Georgia and in Manhattan, as well as the attempt to destroy his businesses, as well as the effort to take him off the ballot, and the 14th Amendment, which all were subsequent to what you're mentioning here. We've never seen anything like this. And I can tell you, somebody wrote a book on unfreedom of the press. When you go back and you look at what other presidents did, when you look at what Woodrow Wilson did and Franklin Roosevelt sicking the IRS on his political opponents, Republicans and Democrats, John Kennedy leaking tax information to Ben Bradley over at Newsweek magazine, among many other things, Lyndon Johnson was probably the absolute worst. And then they took out Nixon. But I'm going, oh, my God, when you understand all the corruption that took place and the illegal wiretaps and the use of the FBI and the CIA, Nixon was found that he was involved in a cover-up. These guys were actually involved in the underlying crimes, and nothing ever happened to them. Nothing. And look at Obama. Look at what Obama did to the media. Obama, that you point out, this information coming out, what he's done. Watergate, really, when you think about it, was nothing compared to what's taking place.
Yeah, I mean, based on my limited knowledge, I would have to agree with that. Now, you've got your brand new book is called On Power, and it's early. They already said, I just got an announcement yesterday, this will be your 9th consecutive New York Times bestseller, so congratulations on that. But to the subject matter, On Power, you know, when you were talking about, you know, what's happening today and what has happened in the past, you know, let's focus on the media, because when you talk about good power and bad power, how do we overcome 90% of the media being left of center? And do you ever see a time of returning to a semblance of balance?
Well, we can't change the media, can we? It's populated with reprobates and miscreants and malcontents. In other words, left-wing Democrats. We don't own these corporations. We can rail against them. I'm not opposed to that. But the reason I write books is to go around, over, and under the media so we, as the American people, can communicate with each other, share information and knowledge, talk to our family members and friends and other people, acquaintances that we come in contact with, because we're a more powerful voice, an army of tens of millions, than any network or TV station or radio station, for that matter. But it requires people to take on this responsibility. It's not even a big responsibility. Inform ourselves, figure out the arguments to make, try and make them one-on-one. We're responsible for this republic. And nobody said it would be easy. We have a Democrat Party that is now a growing cancer with this Marxism, Islamism, sort of growing as the core of the party. We have a media that is populated overwhelmingly with Democrats and people who are like-minded. And so how do you deal with that? You deal with it by, we use free speech. We have conservative talk radio. We have our own platforms, which are largely outnumbered. But we have our kitchen table. We have our dining room table. We have our churches and our synagogues. We have our mouths. We have our brains. We have the ability to speak. And what I try to do in this book in particular, On Power, is to explain exactly what this battle is over. It's between a positive belief in power, that we're the sovereign, that power needs to be distributed in the government, versus a very negative view or a negative approach to power, which means the ruling class and a relative few are the ones who control us, control power, lord over us, and all the civil liberties that go with it. And so I break it down. I explain that this isn't just about the most aggressive forms of negative power. This is a problem now in democracies and republics. If you look at Europe, Europe is dying. It's dying for a lot of reasons. It's an attack on free speech. Its borders are open. It's been conquered largely by the influx of individuals from the Middle East and so forth. We're 5 or 10 years behind. And once Donald Trump is out of office, it's going to accelerate. You know, we have this little respite, but it's going to accelerate. That's the point of the book On Power. This is a battle over power. Our founding was based on who gets to make these decisions. Power, the sovereign and the people, under our Constitution, who makes what decisions? Divided power. And that's how we have to overcome the media. This is a battle for the culture. This is a battle for society. That's where the left is. We talk about government and politics, which is important, but they're way deeper than that fundamentally in trying to destroy this country. They understand what Marx told them to do, and they are doing it in an Americanized way.
You know, you utilize the term Marxist often. You wrote a book on it. How could these so-called educated young people, could they actually read the works of Karl Marx and then embrace him or Marxism? I have difficulty understanding that sometimes, like these kids at Columbia, et cetera.
Well, why shouldn't people be able to eat? And why shouldn't people have equal resources? And why should people have to struggle? And why can't people afford things? This is what Marxism, which is a thoroughly defective and vile ideology, feeds on. And so there are many answers to this, and we need to be able. I'll give you an example. You've got this Mondami running for mayor. Everybody knows who he is. Mm-hmm. He's a Marxist, Islamist, Jew hater. He's out of the closet. And people say, how is this possible? Because we don't have the right way to fight back. Cuomo's a joke. And these other people are jokes. So we need to make the case, and not just there, but everywhere, because this poison is spreading. I'll give an example. He says billionaires. Who cares? Who cares if there's a million billionaires? What does it have to do with me or you? Nothing. You can walk. I'll give an example. You walk into a supermarket today, you will have more choices of food from this country and around the world, and wine and over-the-counter prescription drugs or pharmacies there, more conveniences, more material access, a better life than any king or queen 150 years ago. Any. And you can be a plumber, electrician, a truck driver, a taxi driver. You can be a lawyer. It doesn't matter. That's equality. You go in there, you have access to. How did that happen? Because of our system of government, because of our system of economics. We need to make the case. We can get into a car. We have absolute mobility. We can get into a plane 40,000 feet up into the sky where we eat pretzels and we don't very much like what they're feeding us. I mean, think about what we have, and that's the problem. What these guys do on the left is They try and find areas of human imperfection and societal imperfection. There's going to be many because we're human beings. And then they exploit it. How do they exploit it? They compare something that is reality with nothing, with an ideology. We're going to run the grocery store so everybody has food. And if you're 17, 18, 19, 23 years old and you have no real experiences in life, you go, you know, that's a great idea. So we have to be the ones to explain when you redistribute wealth, you destroy wealth. There's nothing left to redistribute. And we have to explain that when you own a home, the government shouldn't own the market, as this guy says and others say. That home is what? That home is what you created through your intellectual and physical labor. You getting up in the morning, coming home late at night or doing the night shift, working every day. You spending 40% of your life on Earth, maybe 80% of your life on Earth, working. You created that. Excuse me. That belongs to you, not some 33-year-old punk from Uganda who comes to the United States and decides Marxism is the answer. So this book is intended to explain what this real battle is about. It is a real battle over who makes what decisions, over power. And I take people back to our founding. I take people back to what is the fundamental understanding of Marxism and radical Islamism, which have now fused together in this country. And that's why I wrote this book on power.
And it is an awesome read. And Mark Levin, it is always a pleasure to speak with you. And keep fighting the good fight for America. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Bob. You can run to Amazon.com and get it. I hope people will. Take care, brother.
Yeah, you know they will. Ninth. New York Times bestseller right now. Mark Levin just coming out. On Power is the name of the book.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.